This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Craig Connolly of PSCR and NIST. Craig, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So one of the many programs that PSCR is running is known as the Tech to Protect Challenge, which will begin in earnest at the end of this month. Now, I know this involves software coding, but this is a lot more than just your typical hackathon or codathon, right?
Yeah, that's right. The Tech to Protect Challenge is a broad program that's really focused on open innovation and connecting innovative individuals with public safety resources to create futuristic or exciting new software tools, apps, and other capabilities that emergency responders can use in their day-to-day operations, as well as in more critical emergency situations.
Okay, all right. What are some of the areas that you all are looking to pursue there?
Yeah, so the Tech to Protect Challenge includes 10 discrete and unique coding or software-based contests. These 10 areas sort of mimic issues that we've seen in the field, are based on input directly from emergency responders, and they cut across all the core R&D areas of PSCR, including mission-critical voice, user experience, user interface, location-based services, security, analytics, and some of our other portfolio areas.
Okay. Now, I know you guys have been talking about this at places like APCO and things like that in recent months. When does this really kick off?
Sure. So our first series of events are coming up at the end of the month. We'll be hosting regional codathons all around the country. And on September 27th through the 29th, we'll have active codathons happening in Denver, College Station, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Washington.
Okay. All right. And so how can people participate in person? And frankly, if they're not able to make it to one of these regional events, are they out of luck, or can they still participate in the challenge?
Sure. So participants can register online through our website, which is techtoprotectchallenge.org. And we're looking for participants from all sorts of different backgrounds and skill sets. So students, researchers, programmers, engineers, active duty or retired emergency responders are all welcome to participate. And we'll be also opening up an online contest that closes on November 15th of 2019, and that enables anyone who wasn't able to travel to one of these regional events or maybe was busy that weekend to still participate.
Okay. Now, the people that do participate in the event, are they still allowed to work on their projects, say, to the November 15th deadline?
Absolutely. The way the regional events work are it's an opportunity for participants to get interim feedback on their submission or on their solution, interact with local public safety agencies in a structured way, participate with judges and reviewers from the technical side of PSCR and some of our other partners, and really get that feedback, maybe win some initial prize money, and continue to develop their idea all the way through the November 15th cutoff and submit their best and final for consideration then.
Okay, all right. So once the proposals are submitted on November 15th, what happens then?
Excellent question. So the online contest closes on November 15th of 2019, and we'll be taking all of the participant entries, reviewing them for compliance and other sorts of details. Then we'll down select the top 20 participant entries in each of the 10 contest areas, those discrete technical contests I mentioned, and those top 20 for contest one, for example, we'll go through an intense level of testing and evaluation here at the NIST PSCR lab so we can really get a sense of how well the technology is working, what it's doing well, what it's not doing so well. And the best of the best, roughly up to the top 3 to 5, so 30 to 50 people total that enter this contest or this challenge, will be invited to a national award event, which is tentatively scheduled for May of 2020. And at that event, we'll review not only their technical capabilities and how well they did in that part of the contest, but what some of their plans are to scale up or commercialize or further develop their technology.
Okay, and so what kind of prize money are we talking about here? How much?
The total prize purse for the program is $2.2 million, and it's spread out across up to 182 specific awards. Those awards range in size from $1,000, like a local codathon prize, all the way up to $100,000, which is part of the commercialization and scaling and growth prize that we'll offer at the national award event.
Okay, and all of this is coming out of Craig Connolly's personal bank account, right?
Unfortunately not. We're very lucky to be funded, you know, as all the other PSCR programs are funded from the Middle Class Tax Relief Act and Spectrum Auction Funds.
Okay, so that legislation that created FirstNet, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, and so and you guys have some other folks helping you out as well?
Absolutely. This is a truly collaborative effort. We've been so lucky to have so much support from local public safety agencies across the country. Different agencies from fire, law enforcement, and EMS have volunteered to be part of these regional Codeathon events, and we intend to have lots of uniformed first responders that are active duty or retired on site, helping participants to really get a sense for the types of environments that these applications or software technologies need to function in. We've also been really lucky to have a series of national co-sponsors to help us with outreach, help us with engaging the community, and help us to get the word out, host local events, and other sorts of functions. And I really want to give a special thank you to all of our national co-sponsors, including the First Responder Network Authority, FirstNet built with AT&T, Motorola Solutions, Axon, IBM, Dot Product, and Bespoken. They've done a great job helping us with this program so far, and we're really excited to see what the participants create over the next few months.
Okay, all right. And where can participants go to get more information? And you also mentioned, you know, public safety input and commercial industry input. How can they participate and be part of this?
Absolutely. So the first step for anyone who's interested in participating is to visit our website, which again is tech2protectchallenge.org. And on that page, the homepage, you'll see three really important buttons. There's one button for how to participate in person, and that'll lead anyone who's interested in participating in any of the Codeathons or regional events that we talked about to all the details around how to participate in any one of those regional Codeathons, whether it's Chicago, DC, and so on and so forth. Another button on that page says participate online. That's the gateway for anyone who's interested in participating in the contest but can't attend in person. And finally, and most importantly in some ways, is the emergency responders button. This button is the portal to all the information for anyone who's an emergency responder, active or retired, anyone who's a public safety agency official who's interested in learning more about this program. All the contents beyond that link are really designed to explain the program in context for those public safety agencies.
Okay. Well, that's a huge part of, frankly, one of the most impressive parts of almost all the PSCR initiatives is that ability to get that public safety input, because a lot of people have really good ideas but aren't necessarily sure how they necessarily apply to first responders. Well, so at the end of the day, what do you hope emerges from the Tech to Protect program as we get into the middle of next year?
We have this saying that's on our website, and I think it kind of wraps up the whole program in a quick nutshell. So it goes, 10 coding contests hosted in 10 cities with one goal, create new technology for emergency responders. And first and foremost, on all of our calls, on all of our activities, you think about the goal and the purpose of this program, and it's really about that technology, that life-saving tool that emergency responders can have in their hand at the most critical moment and the most important moment to make a decision or enact some sort of future resource or follow-on resource to really solve a problem. And that's really our goal. Our number one goal is create those new technologies, those new prototypes that can help further emergency responders and public safety's mission.
Well, it's a great goal, and I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of the Tech to Protect program. Craig, congratulations on this initiative. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.